This is Truth, Facts, Logic, and Opinions. And I'm your host, Aron Bonnier. Yeah, I just got something real quick because I want to talk about Charlamagne giving the people donkey of the day for being mad at Lil Wayne for supporting Trump. And my thing is, Charlamagne always talk about mental health. He always talk how he support mental health, how, you know, this is how he always talking. So, see, this is my thing about the world, and this is why ancient Kemet could be a example for societies of today. Because, see, in ancient Kemet, you had to have, in order for you to be the leader, first off, you had to go through initiation. First off, you had to be somebody that was what they call true of heart, meaning that you was able to leave your feelings and emotions in a place when it was time to make decisions about people, for people, things of that nature, or things that dealt with the nation. And that's one of the things that I feel like, that if you're going to be a leader, then I feel like you should be, you know, you should be crisp in your integrity and your character. You know what I'm saying? And my thing is, like, you see how the Trump supporters blindly follow Trump. Like, Trump literally doing things that kill people, and people still support him. Like, I heard him literally at one of his rallies say two different things about the same thing twice. In one moment, he praised people for not wearing masks. And then in the next moment, he told them, he said, "We social distancing, we wearing masks." And you be like, "What is it?" And what happens is the people that support him, if you know them, or you know somebody that support them, and if you have a talk with them, and they can't tell you no legitimate reason why they doing it, and it's like they're glutton for pain because Trump ain't doing nothing but hurting them, especially if you middle class support. But my thing is, Charlamagne, if you so big on mental health, and you know that it's people in our community and all around the world that's suffering from mental health, but they ain't go to therapy like you did, Charlamagne. So when people like Lil Wayne endorse Trump and he got millions of followers, like, you have to understand that it's people that got mental health problems that follow Lil Wayne in numbers. And I think that in this world, that's something that we get out of context in the European world. And what do I mean by that? This is what I mean by that. See, in Africa, well, in ancient times in Africa, like, you had to be somebody of high character. You had to be, like decisions is not made by regular people. Decisions that's based on a lot of people, or decisions that's going to affect a lot of people at one time, they was made by the elders. Them decisions was made by people that people knew that was true of heart. So when the decision came down, nobody questioned it. Because they know the decision was almost like coming from God himself or itself. But, you know, in this American culture, or this Western culture, is, you know, people's opinion is bigger than the truth and facts. Because that's why they call this a devil culture. Because nobody is looking for the facts or the truth or nothing. They're only looking at how they feel and what they want it to be. So when you got people that do, when you got a culture that's based on that, it is a problem for somebody like Lil Wayne to come out and endorse Trump. Because, and this is another thing I always tell people, man, When you do the etymology to the word man, the etymology to the word man is what? The word mind and the word man go hand in hand. Am I right or wrong? So, a mentally ill person can't be a man. He could be a boy because, you know, just because you got a dick, that makes you a boy. Just because you got a coochie, that makes you a girl. But for you to be a woman or a man, your mind got to be developed. Your mind got to be elevated. And we dealing with a society where we dealing with people that becomes, like, you know, in ancient Africa, in order for you to become a man, they didn't care because you turned 18 or 21. That didn't make you a man in ancient Africa. That didn't make you a woman in ancient Africa. That just made you a full-grown physical human being. But you had to go through a rites of passage in order for you to become a man or a woman. And that's what these European societies get mixed up. And when you're dealing with psychology and things of that nature. So when you're dealing with when you're in a world, like you ever heard the saying, in the world of the blind, the man with one eye is the king. We living in a world where, you know the saying, you know who the 80, like Charlamagne, you always, Charlamagne the God. Like you profess yourself to know God body teachings, so you know who is the 85%. The 85% is who? Is the 85% is who? Let's do your lessons. So why you blaming deaf, dumb, and blind people for the decisions that they make? And that's Western cultures, that's the world's problem today. That we expect for people that's, one, mentally ill, two, people that didn't go through no type of initiation to gain a character, their dignity, or their you know, like people that's true of voice, what they used to call ancient Kemet. You know what I'm saying? Because you know in ancient Kemet, let me give you a story about how ancient Kemet used to talk about how they used to go through death. In ancient Kemet, you know, you used to go through death. And when you die in ancient Kemet, they said that Anubis or Sebek, he walked the initiate through the judgment hall. And what happens is if your heart is weighed to a feather, and if your heart is heavier than that feather, then the animal ate your heart right then and there. Because you want somebody that was true of voice or true of word. But if your heart balanced with the feather, that means you was a true of voice person. You followed the rules of my eye. So in this day and time, and one thing we have to understand, man, in this day and time, we dealing with a lot of people that in what we call in the ancient Kemetic system, Sahu people. Because, you know, in ancient Kemetic teaching, there's three types of man. You got the Sahu man, you got the Ab man, and you got the Ball man. Let me explain this to you. Who is the Sahu man? The Sahu man is somebody that's completely controlled by their feelings and emotions. Somebody that doesn't look for truth or facts. They only go off what they feel. So in that way, that means them people could be led like sheep by whoever a leader is to do whatever they want them to do. Am I right or wrong? And then on the next type of man is you got the Ab man. The Ab man, who is he? The Ab man is the man that he knows the truth. You understand what I'm saying? See, the ad man got two sides to it. You got the Haru side, and you got the Set side. And that's because you go on Haru side when you do the will of God. But you go on the Set side when you go on, when you willfully, you know you ain't got to follow your feelings and emotions. You know you don't have to. You know you don't got to. But you willfully do it anyway. You know what I'm saying? You willfully, like, you, the ad man, he knows, but he willfully act like he don't know. Because he might want some money. He might like a girl. He might, he might like taxes. Things of that nature. You feel what I'm saying, right, brother? So basically what I'm trying to understand is, if you an advocate for mental health, then you should understand why it's dangerous for Lil Wayne to do what he did. Like, you should understand that. And, another thing is, too, I just want to put this out there. You know, a lot of people ask, I got a problem trusting people. And when you study psychology and when you study our ancient African teachers, then you're going to have a problem trusting people. Why are you going to have a problem trusting people? Because you understand that 85 or more percent of the world is Sahu man, or what you call in the God Bite tradition, deaf, dumb, and blind. You feel what I'm saying now? So think about that. So really, if you want to be technical, you can't blame nobody that ain't sat down and got therapy like you for the decisions they make, brother. Because you can't let America or these Westerners fool you into thinking that because somebody turned 21 or 18 that they really a man or a woman. You can't let them fool you into that shit, dog. And you know better than that, Charlemagne, because you say your name's Charlemagne the God, and that means that you somewhere in your life you was a God body, and you probably still is part of the nations of gods and earth. But I'm just saying, brother, like, you can't give people donkey of the day for them understanding that Lil Wayne got a lot of followers and a lot of people might follow this man. You feel me, brother? That's all I got.